Hi.
Is this Kristen Ledge?
Yes.
Well, it's the Farm to Heart News Talk. How are you today?
Good.
Is this a good time to reach you? I know you, it's animal feeding time.
Oh, yes, that's good time.
Okay, very good. I like to talk to you a little bit more about what Farm to Heart, what you do for people that are getting ready to tie the knot, and what it is that the Farm to Heart can do for them. In other words, the wedding, the big wedding parties.
Mm-hmm. So the weddings are kind of fun because you wouldn't think about having us for a wedding. But I've done a few. There was one wedding in particular. Well, there's actually two that really stick out in my head. But there was one in particular, they had a Western theme. So they wanted us to just stand with the pony dressed up. I did a flower kind of wreath around his neck with bows to greet people as they arrived. So we were like the official greeters, which was a lot of fun. And there was a champagne table near us, so I would, you know, point people to the champagne as they went in, and we greeted them with the pony. They would pet him. And so that was kind of fun. And then the other one that was really a lot of fun also that just sticks out in my head was a groom had called me, and he said his wife loved goats. So he wanted me to come the morning of their wedding and bring a few goats over to her just to, you know, make the day that much better because, you know, she loved goats so much. So I had a pair of goats at the time. It was a mother and daughter. They were dwarfs. And I had Sprout and Cabra. So I, you know, he didn't ask me to do anything special, but I put a bow tie on one and a veil on the other. And then we went to the people's house and we stood outside and the groom brought her out. She was the happiest person in the whole world. You would have thought she won the lottery, how happy she was to see these two little goats with the little veil and the little bow tie. And then she just proceeded to walk them around and talk to her guests, you know, and this was before the wedding, too, and just greet her guests. And she just had, like, the best morning. And they had called me afterwards after all the wedding, and they just couldn't thank me enough for making the day so special to start out because we were just the beginning of the day. And it was just wonderful. It was so much fun.
That's great. So you can design it with the bride and the groom, whatever location. Of course, that all has to be designed ahead of time because if you have brought the goats to a wedding, but also your ponies. And what other animals have you brought?
It's mostly the goats and the pony. So the pony is like one of the big things at the wedding that I do for like the greeting and the set. But we did do a small petting zoo once for the reception because there was a lot of children at this particular wedding. So instead of having the pony, you know, because sometimes the pony rides, don't fit in with it, but they had me set up a small petting zoo where they had a few small animals to keep the kids busy and probably out of the parents' hair, which is fine. And so, you know, they had me hired for like about 2-3 hours, and the kids just sat there, pet some bunnies, pet the guinea pigs, pet some chickens, and had the time of their lives, and they weren't bored. So
I think that is an excellent idea, but also for photographers that are listening to us today to this podcast, talk a little bit about when we take pictures, when people are taking pictures, they can take pictures with the animals as well. Talk a little bit.
Yeah.
I think that is a great idea also, not only the petting zoo, but also take the picture taking.
Oh, yeah. So that's actually a key thing. So at any event I go to, I always make sure I do say to the parents or the family, Would you like a group photo with the pony? Would you like a family pic? You know, and they're like, oh, we didn't even think of this. Yeah, that's a great idea, because I've just been in the business for so long that I know that they would enjoy that later on, and they probably would think about it and be like, oh, I wish I did this, wish I did that. So that's actually fun. And now here's a really funny thing, too, that you brought that up with photographers.
Mm-hmm.
We've actually been inside the Trumbull Mall in a photo shop there. Somebody wanted to take pictures with the pony. We brought the pony inside the mall, and they took pictures at the professional photography.
Yeah. Question, when you work with individuals with weddings, are there certain licenses that you have to have?
Not really. Certain parks will require a proof of insurance, which is no problem. I have my insurance company fax it over to them or fax it over to whatever venue they are. Some of the bigger venues do like to see the proof of insurance. And that's not a problem. But that's usually the only thing. They don't really need, like, a special license because the animal's not going to be staying there.
Right.
But it's just the biggest thing is some venues do want to see that proof of insurance. And like I said, again, that's not an issue. We get that faxed right over to whoever needs to see it.
Yeah. So to summarize this, people are getting married, maybe some of the people that have had had it scheduled, their wedding scheduled for 2020, and they had to postpone it.
Uh-huh.
Maybe for some of them they have to go a little smaller, but still nice. But I think you could design a whole venue with the animals.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
Oh, definitely.
How
definitely.
Long could you actually be there with the animal for, let's say, for how many hours?
Uh-huh. Good question. So basically with the ponies, if I am doing pony rides, I don't work the ponies more than 3 hours, and they will need a little break if it is a really busy 3 hours.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the petting to animals, we can do it for as long as you'd like because they're just kind of chilling out and having a good time anyway. So
right.
They're not really, working hard, and they have their water bowls and their snacks and their food. So that I can do as many hours as they want you there with them. But the pony, it is a minimum of 3 hours.
Right. But then, of course, we're going to take pictures. Now,
uh-huh.
That will take a little time. So
uh-huh.
Do you feel comfortable spending, let's say, 6 hours without the animals really being, brought to their limits?
Oh, yeah. I mean, everything's different. So sometimes I tell people, people would want us, oh, can you stay there for? We really want you 4 hours with the pony in the zoo. So I said, well, it depends. If it's not too busy and the ponies get to take, like, a lot of, breaks in between children
mm-hmm.
coming to ride,
mm-hmm.
that's okay. If it's very, very busy and the lines don't stop, I make sure if we're going to be there for an extended time that the ponies will have a good half-hour break after their first hour of working, and then I let them have another half-hour break after their second hour. So there are breaks, and they don't have to break at the same time.
Right, because not every wedding, excuse me for interrupting, not every
uh-huh.
wedding is has a lot of children. Some do, some
well,
don't.
Well, that's it.
So,
that's it, exactly.
Then, of course, the engagement would be more with picture taking and being part of the ambiance.
Uh-huh.
And
that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, as long as the pony isn't working too hard and you just want us to stand and greet and do pictures, that's another whole story. So they're all a little bit different, and that's, then I kind of need to talk to the people and I find out exactly what they're thinking and what their needs are. And then I can let them know, how I would do things and how we would do things and proceed from there.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Before I wrap it up, can you talk to us about the GoFundMe page that you have and requesting for people to help with, with the animals?
Yes. So I set up a GoFundMe page because this COVID has really hit everything hard. And I don't have the amount of events and parties that I usually have, and usually that feeds the animals throughout the year. So it's been a tough year for us. And, you know, I've been kind of scrimping and scraping. So I did set up the GoFundMe account, and it is on my Facebook, which is Kristen Letch, and you can see my name on www.farmtoheart.org, and see my name and go to my Facebook, and I have my GoFundMe account on the Facebook page.
Very good. And what is your telephone number, Kristen?
It's 203-243-0882.
Well, for all the people, for the happy couples that are getting married, please call Kristen and her animals, and you just make them part of your life. It's
uh-huh.
incredible. So the website is thefarmtoheart.org. I want to thank you for today, for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.